Welcome to another episode of the Credit Fresh Personal Finance Podcast, where our aim is to help improve your knowledge on important topics in the world of personal finance. In this podcast series, we'll cover everything from different budgeting techniques, effective ways to save money and pay off debt, and so much more. Before we begin, we'd like to remind you that this podcast provides general information only and does not constitute financial, legal, or other professional advice. Check out www.creditfresh.com/blog for more tips. Let's get started with today's episode, where we'll break down how to build an emergency fund. You can plan out all your monthly expenses, keep a close eye on your budget, and track your spending. But no matter how careful you are with your money, life can still throw you a curveball from time to time. And if you're trying to make ends meet, finding the money in your budget to deal with an emergency can be even more challenging. This kind of situation can have you scrambling and panicked as you realize that you're going to need some financial help. So, how do you prepare yourself? Well, it starts by having an emergency fund at the ready. While that may be easier said than done, if you follow the right plan and arm yourself with the right tips and tricks to find a little extra room in your budget, a healthy emergency fund may be within your reach. Let's dive into the ins and outs of emergency funds. Talk about what they should be used for. Look at how to start an emergency fund and answer some important questions like, how much should I have in my emergency savings account? The purpose of an emergency fund is fairly simple. It's money that you put aside solely for the purpose of dealing with any emergency expenses that may suddenly pop up. Things like an emergency medical expense, car repair, or home repair may all be reasons why you'd want to set up your very own emergency savings fund. While it's important to understand what it's meant to be used for, it's equally important to know what you shouldn't use it for. This money shouldn't go towards your next shopping spree, the new tiling you've been meaning to put in your bathroom, or your year-end family vacation. It also shouldn't be factored into any of your long-term savings plans or planned future expenses like college tuition. Its purpose is to act as a financial safety net, only to be used in an emergency situation. Another reason to have one is to prevent you from having to take on debt to handle your emergency. While credit cards and personal loans can be useful in certain situations, having emergency savings at the ready can help you avoid taking on debt in the first place. So, how much money should you have in your emergency fund and where should you put it? The answer to the first part of this question is going to vary based on a whole host of factors like your monthly budget, your income, your lifestyle, and more. Generally, you should be aiming to have 3 to 12 months of expenses saved, but that's a pretty wide range. So how do you determine where you fall on the spectrum? Well, you have to take stock of your financial situation and determine how stable things are. For example, if you and your partner both have an income supporting your household, or you've been making a steady and secure living for multiple years, you might feel like 3 months of household expenses will be enough. But if you're the sole breadwinner of your household, you work on commission, or you're self-employed, you may want to aim to have 6 to 12 months worth of emergency savings. While the mere idea of saving up this amount of money might seem a little overwhelming, keep reminding yourself that Rome wasn't built in a day. This is an ongoing process that'll take time and patience. Focus on putting a small amount away from each paycheck and feel free to adjust the amounts as your other expenses fluctuate. When it comes to the specifics of where you're actually putting this money, you'll want to make sure you have relatively easy access to it, but not so easy that you'll be tempted to spend it. This means you won't want to simply open up another checking account to act as your emergency savings account. Or worse, put it in your primary checking account along with the money you use on everyday expenses. Consider putting this money into a high-interest savings account that you can access without penalties. This way, you'll have some peace of mind, knowing that you can withdraw these funds in an emergency. Now it's time to talk about how to start an emergency fund and important steps to consider when building one. While this can be a long and tedious process at times, The steps we're going to cover are fairly straightforward and can be used for budgets of all sizes. If you still find yourself wondering how much money you should be saving for emergencies, creating a budget can help. If you're not already working on the confines of a budget, now is the time to start. Begin by making a list of all your regular expenses for the month, as well as your income. While your expenses may vary from month to month to one degree or another, take a look at your bank statements for the previous 6 months and average it out to give yourself a better idea of how much you typically spend in a month. Once these things are tallied up, you should be able to see how much extra money you have that could start going towards building your emergency savings fund. Now that you have a better idea of how much money you spend every month, you can start to put your savings goals into place. While no one's going to blame you for dreaming big, make sure the goals you set are within your reach so that you have a realistic estimate of what your emergency savings fund should look like. Besides, you don't want to set a lofty savings goal, get discouraged along the way, and give up. The more realistic your goal is, the more likely you are to see the process through till the end. So now you've created your budget, figured out how much money can go towards building an emergency fund, and set a savings goal, it's time to put these things on autopilot and start saving, right? Well, not exactly. While automating parts of the saving process can be helpful, this doesn't mean that your work is done. Remember that your expenses aren't static, and budgets can change over time. Maybe you ran into some emergency expenses along the way and had to apply for a line of credit to help deal with the costs. You may need to take a portion of the money you plan to put towards your savings and use it to pay down this money that you've borrowed instead. Or maybe you or your spouse got a promotion or pay increase at work, and you can start to contribute even more to your emergency fund. In either case, you may want to make an adjustment to your original savings goal based on the ups and downs of your household finances. Now you have an idea of the steps you need to take to start contributing to your emergency savings fund. But how can you start putting money towards your emergency savings account when you don't have any extra room in your budget? Let's talk about some tips that may be able to help you find some room in your budget to start contributing towards your emergency savings. Looking at the total amount you're aiming to save can sometimes be daunting, especially when you're trying to save up several months' worth of living expenses. Instead, break up whatever monthly total you're looking to save into small, short-term contributions that may be well within your reach of saving. As you start looking into your budget, you'll get an idea of how much you're spending in different areas of your life. This may help you see where you can make some cuts. Maybe you can walk to work or bike to work instead of driving. Maybe you have a few more streaming services than you really need. Try to gear your mindset towards reducing some of your expenses in the present instead of focusing on the vague notion of saving money in the long term. Being specific may help you to focus on your actual goals and make the process of bulking up your emergency savings fund just a bit easier. Next, let's talk about debt. Trying to reach your savings goal while simultaneously paying off debt can be a tricky task. If you're carrying debt from a personal loan or credit card, you may want to focus on paying that off first before you start putting money towards your emergency savings fund. But if you're paying off a long-term loan with manageable rates for you, and you have room in your budget, you might be comfortable to pay off your debt while still working towards your savings goals. Make sure to see what works best for you and make your decision accordingly. We know it's not always easy to find extra money lying around in your budget, especially when you need emergency money in trying times. If that was easy, you'd have likely found it already. But if you stay focused, follow a concise plan, and remain patient, you may be able to slowly work your way towards an emergency fund that provides a little comfort in times of uncertainty. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Credit Fresh Personal Finance Podcast. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll help guide you through another important topic in the world of personal finance.